Today's podcast is brought to you by Howie's new book, Paperboy. To order today, go to HowieCarshow.com and click on store.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, it's the Grace Curley Show.
We've got to bring in a new voice, a young voice, a rising voice, Grace Curley.
You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald and the Spectator.
Especially Grace, stand up.
Here's the millennial with the mic, Grace Curley.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. Happy Friday, Junior. Thank you so much for tuning in today. And thank you to the audience. We've had such great callers this week. We always do. You are all sincerely the best audience out there, and we appreciate you tuning in every single day and contributing to the show and texting. And if you want to do either of those things, 844-500-4242, and the text line is 617-213-1066. I do not say that enough, how much I love the audience that we have cultivated. So please, if anything I'm about to read to you sparks an interest and you want to call up and give me your take, then you are more than welcome. Another night of mayhem across the country. The LAPD cleared out the encampment at UCLA and cracked down on the demonstrators. And we're seeing this a little bit more now. The NYPD in New York, we're going to get to that in a minute. But it's about damn time. Everything's happening a little bit too late for my liking, including Joe Biden coming out today, 9 days later. You imagine if Trump waited 9 days? I asked Jared yesterday, I said, how long did Trump wait to condemn and denounce the January 6th riot, which they're still trying to tell us was like the worst day of all time? Police officers had their heads bashed in with fire extinguishers.
Since the Civil War.
Worst day since the Civil War, since 9/11. I don't think that comparison, I don't think it was ever apt, but I really don't think it's going to sit well with people now. But how long did Trump wait before he had to come out? He waited like a couple hours. And there was a meltdown. It was, how could he wait every second that ticks by where he doesn't say anything? He's supporting this. And they were so close to overturning the election and ruining our democracy as we know it. Don't forget how high the stakes were. Imagine if Trump had waited 9 days to weigh in. I have a feeling Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski's heads would have exploded if that were the case. So Joe Biden comes out today, 9 days later. As I mentioned, LAPD clears out the UCLA encampment. But I did want to start with UCLA because Bill Malugin, reporter slash much to the chagrin of the White House Abercrombie model, was on the scene. And you know what, Jared? He's someone who, you know, we always talk about like the cat at the retirement home who goes to people's beds and it's like a sign they're going to die if the cat sits on your bed. Bill Malugin must see chaos starting up and think to himself, they're going to send me here, aren't they? I'm going there. It's like they put out the bat signal. Wherever there's dysfunction, Bill Malugin has to gear up and get ready to hit the scene. So he puts out this tweet. He's Fox's go-to. He's a great reporter, by the way. I know I always make that joke about Abercrombie model, but he's excellent. And he's involved now in covering these protests. And he tweeted out a list of a Google Doc from the protesters at UCLA and what they are. Now, he wrote, this is what they're requesting. I'm going to go out on a limb and say, it's not requests, it's demands. I don't get the sense, Jared, from any of these activists that they're a please and thank you kind of bunch. If history is any guide, a word I always see following these protesters is demands. They like to write demands, shout demands, demand demands. And so I don't think this is like a, oh, we would love these. This is a list of needs in all caps. Urgent. And I want to read you some of these, and I'll let you try to figure out what this is for. But these are the UCLA Palestine Solidarity Encampment members, and they are soliciting donations to their cause. Now, they file these under like urgent medical, food, and logistics. Urgent, headlamps, airsoft goggles, gas masks, respirators, especially for our medics. And they have a heart next to that. Skater helmets. Skater helmets. Can Tony Hawk be far behind? What are skater helmets? Shields. Wood for barrier. Because, you know, UCLA, I'm sure they want to have a CHAZ, like an autonomous zone where no one can get in. So they need wood for that. Rain ponchos, naturally. Canopies. Utility gloves without reinforced knuckles of various sizes, especially for small hands. Super bright flashlights with strobe. Umbrellas. Now here's under medical. EpiPens. Non-steroid inhalers. I'm not getting the sense that this is a strong bunch. No offense to anyone with allergies or with asthma. But are these really the people that should be taking on the cops? They're soliciting EpiPens and inhalers. Organizational bins. I can get on board with that. I don't know if the audience knows this about me. I love a bin. My husband always says it to me. He's like, no more bins, please. Stop buying bins. Bins, baskets, everything that's meant to organize, I buy more of, and then I need bins for the bins. So I can understand this. They want organizational bins. Now, here's food. This is where my eyes went right to food right away. Hot food for lunch, and then in parentheses, important exclamation point. Right, we've heard from Johanna King-Slutsky that if they don't get food, that these protesters are going to starve or dehydrate. Vegan food, or as Howie might say, vegan food. I'm sure that's going to come later in Howie's show. Gluten-free food, but of course, ice. Ice is always, you know, no matter what situation you're in life, people need ice. Do you notice that? And it's a great, I'm going to tell people two things that are very well received. Whether you're going to a cocktail party, whether you're going to a cookout, or whether you're going to a UCLA Palestine Solidarity encampment. Shrimp cocktail and ice. People love it. People always need ice. I don't know what they need it for specifically. I don't know if there's coolers involved here, maybe water. No packaged food, they say. No, there's a lot of no's. There's a lot of things that they're rejecting, that they do not want. And this intrigues me just as much as the list of things that they do want. They have, in all caps, no packaged food. Processed food is very bad for you. I'm sure they're all, you know, just trying to stay healthy. No coffee. That one I don't get. You guys are up. All these protests are happening at 4 in the morning. You don't want a coffee? Coffee is like something I take such joy in every day in life. Why no coffee? No bagels. No bagel, no bagel, no bagel. Why no bagel? No bananas? No nuts? They say the no nuts thing is because of allergies. Again, CC, the EpiPens. Fill out this form if you are interested in coordinating a meal. Now, logistics-wise, sleeping pads, AA, AAA, C, and D batteries. Again, that's something, can never have too many batteries. Rope, now I'm getting a little nervous. Zip ties. Electric solar-powered generators.
We asked for a whole bunch of weird stuff. This way we complete insanity later.
Number 13, naked pictures of B. Arthur.
This list of demands is getting strange. You lost me at no coffee, and now it says lotion. Lotion. This is starting to be like Silence of the Lambs. It puts the lotion on the skin. What are we doing?
We need lotion. We need zip ties. We need rope, and we need batteries.
Yeah,
I'm starting to lose faith in these protesters that this is legitimate.
You know, if the FBI wasn't so busy hunting down people making memes about Hillary Clinton, maybe they could look into this. Because whenever
rope
I see
and batteries
zip ties
for Palestine, rope and batteries for Gaza.
Whenever I see zip hey-ho ties and lotion in the same list, it's like things are getting dicey here. Somebody might want to check in with the encampment. And you know what? It shouldn't be the LAPD's problem either. We're going to talk about that in a second. But the cops now have to deal with these nuts. They're not getting paid to babysit these people. The schools are getting paid to babysit them. The schools are getting paid a lot of money either from these people's parents, which, again, you must be so proud, mom and dad, or from taxpayers. And the schools should have to use some of their endowment to handle this upheaval. But here's another one. Aquaphor. And then another no. no sunscreen. And so that one really stuck out to me, almost as much as coffee. I was like, no sunscreen. Why don't the pro-Palestinian protesters, the Hamas headband-wearing sympathizers, why don't they want sunscreen? Now, I went to Bill Malugin's tweet because, like my audience, people on Twitter are very smart. They can break these things down. And there were kind of two schools of thought. Some people thought that sunscreen keeps your skin white. We know that white people are bad. White people are the oppressors, the colonizers. So we don't want to keep our skin pale because pale skin, white people are bad. That was one. And I was like, yeah, maybe. That's kind of, that seems like a lot of thinking for people that are, you know, in the midst of such turmoil. I don't know if they have that much time to worry about that. The second one was, I guess, sunscreen. And this was somebody, again, this is just a Twitter source. His name is Red B. He said, the chemicals in sunscreen increase intensity of pepper spray, allegedly. That one would make a little bit of sense. So these are just...
Well, I mean, if you're wearing like the full head, face, neck keffiyeh that a lot of them have in face masks, I mean, you're really not going to get sunburn. So,
but why
it's just
are we...
like if you only have so much room for your demands, I mean, you're not going to get rid of the aquifer. You're not going to get rid of the rope. You know, you got a budget here. You know?
Yeah, but if someone brings sunscreen, what, are we going to get mad? It's like, yeah, we'll use it at some point. Maybe not during this protest, but maybe later. We have to shed a couple sweatshirts. We're getting hot. We're taking over a building. We're taking over Hamilton Hall. We have to smash through the glass with our hammers. You don't think we're sweating a little bit? We take off a sweatshirt. Suddenly the sun's coming up. The UV rays are higher than normal. We have to use the sunscreen. I'm glad we have the sunscreen on the side. I'm glad that we didn't reject it.
Hey, they, them over there brought sunscreen. Sorry, turn in your... not Jewish wristband and go.
I just think that they need a consultant of sorts. They need like a wedding organizer, a wedding event planner to step in here and say, guys, this is becoming a bit of a mess. They need a mother hen in this group. Just my take. And by the way, we haven't even gotten to New York because that's a whole different ball game. We've got the NYPD now. They're at Columbia. The school, the negotiators, like the president of Columbia, they basically put their hands up. They're like, it's not happening. We can't figure this out. They've won. We surrender. And so the cops have to come in. And Eric Adams made a great suggestion. You heard that right. I just said Mayor Eric Adams, the mayor of New York City, made a recommendation that I agree with. You know, they say politics makes strange bedfellows, Jared. You know that expression? I guess Hamas-sympathizing riots make very strange bedfellows because I'm finding myself agreeing with all these people that typically I'm very critical of. But sanity seems to be prevailing in some places, at least. We will be right back. We'll take your calls, 844-500-4242. You know what's something I never thought I'd say? Well, one, that I agree with Eric Adams. Two, I can't wait for my next dentist appointment. That's not something typically that people are excited about. But when you're dealing with Perfect Smiles and the team there, you'll understand what I mean. Because they make everything easy and really delightful. From teeth cleanings to total smile transformations, they have you covered. The state-of-the-art equipment and the dedicated experts at Perfect Smiles will deliver the smile of your dreams. Another thing that you will love about visiting Perfect Smiles, Dr. Houghton listens to you. You're part of the process. He wants to give you a smile that you want, that you're happy with. That's the goal. It's like, what smile have you dreamed of, and how can we bring it to life? And that's exactly what he does. They have the best equipment, the best team, and you should put yourself first. You know, you shouldn't put yourself on the back burner and take care of everybody else. If you're happy with your smile, it's going to improve a lot of different aspects of your life. So they're located off of Route 3 in Nashua. If it's near you, great. If it's a drive, trust me, it's worth the trip. I take the drive because I love it there so much. Don't just trust anyone with your smile. Trust the team at Perfect Smiles. Go to PerfectSmiles.com and find out how to take the first step toward the smile that you've always wanted. That's PerfectSmiles.com. Change your smile. Change your life. 844-500-4242. I have not even scratched the surface of all of these stories. From the GoFundMe frat bros to the Boston City Council to the Iranian College offering free tuition to U.S. students. We've got it all here at The Grace Curley Show.
Follow Grace on Twitter at G_Curley. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Mr. President, have the protests forced you to reconsider any of the policies with regard to the region?
No. Thank you.
Mr. President, do you think the National Guard should intervene?
No.
That was Joe Biden today. How long was the statement, Jared? It had to be pretty
3
quick.
3 minutes and 32 seconds.
Okay. I was confused because I had Fox
from
on.
From stumble in to stumble out.
Okay, the full thing was 3 minutes. Okay, so I when I was watching, I had Fox on in my office, and then I must have gone to grab a donut or something. And then by the time I got back, I saw him leaving, and I was like, is this today? When did this happen? He's pretty quick, though. 844-500-4242. We have so much more to get to. I want to talk about New York here in a second, but today's poll question is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-Pack Special. Everyone loves the Thunderstorm. Doesn't take up any floor space. There are no filters to replace, and it's only one-third the cost of those bulky air purifiers. Take advantage of the Thunderstorm 3-Pack Special at EdenPureDeals.com and use promo code GRACE3. Jared, what is the poll question, and what are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at gracecurlyshow.com, is Joe Biden is scheduled to give 2 graduation addresses. How many do you think he'll actually do?
So he's supposed to give one at Morehouse College, and they're now asking if they can have more of a direct engagement with him ahead of this speech because they're afraid that he's going to get heckled. So they're hoping that if they have some sort of town hall Q&A with him, then maybe some of the hecklers will be appeased by that and they won't feel the need to disrupt what I'm sure is going to be a riveting commencement speech.
Vigor.
Yeah. And by the way, another thing I should mention here is that Joe Biden's going to give this commencement speech at Morehouse, which is a historically black private liberal arts college for men. So that makes me think, Jared, he must have gone there, right?
He played quarterback there.
Okay, got it. Okay, awesome.
Simultaneously while playing at Delaware State.
So he has that commencement, and then he has West Point. And
or he also played quarterback.
Keep in mind that
in the evenings
last year, busy guy. Not a really college experience when you're hopping around from one to the other.
3-game-a-day Biden, they called him.
Yeah, so then he's got the speech at West Point. Now, keep in mind, everyone, his biggest fall, or at least the fall I remember the most, what I would say was the most damaging fall.
Sandbag Gate.
Yeah, was at the Air Force graduation last year. It was right around this time last year in Colorado. And that's when people had to come up and pick him up, and he was kind of pointing towards it. You know that move when you fall and you keep pointing? You're like, there's a ramp there. There's, you know, the floor tilts up. You try to blame something. So there's a plenty of reasons why he shouldn't give commencement addresses that have nothing to do with the Israel-Hamas protesters. But I do think that that's a good out for him. And I do think that the fact that these are graduations where there has to be more than like 6 people that the White House approves means he's not going to do either of these.
49% of the audience believes he will do none. 36% think he'll do both. And 15% think he will do one of them.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say if he's going to do one, he should do Morehouse. Because as we pointed out, he went there for 4 years. And
they retired his number.
Yeah. That's his favorite spot. Mark, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Mark.
Hi, Grace. Great show as usual. I had a request, actually. It kind of irks me every time we refer to these people as protesters, because they're not. They're terrorists. They're just ripping up everything in America. And it just seems like the right uses the language that the left presents all the time. And I'm tired of calling these people protesters because they're not protesting nothing.
Yeah, you're right, Mark. And we actually had Jake Novak on. He has a pretty well-known Substack, and he said the same thing. He said these are urban terrorists. You know, they're preventing people from going to work on the highways. They're preventing people from going about their day-to-day lives, make a living, learn. If they're paying for school, if you're a Jewish student at UCLA or any of these places, you're having trouble. So you're right. I do think we adopt the language of the left. I will try to be better about it. Another one is like gender affirming healthcare, the mainstream media. We use all these terms to normalize the insanity that's going on. So very good point. I will try to do my part. It won't be perfect, I can tell you that, because I read a lot of headlines and they're using those terms. But we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. It's the Grace Curley Show.
live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Yeah, both sides, the protesters. I'm sorry, that last caller just said stop calling them protesters. The Hamas sympathizers and the pro-Israel protesters were clashing at the University of Alabama. But they could agree on one thing, and that was bleep Joe Biden.
It's like the Christmas truce in the first Christmas of World War One.
You know what, Jared, I was thinking is it'd be nice if, and I know she's so busy. I know Vice President Kamala Harris is all, you know, she's got a jam-packed schedule between looking at the craters on the moon and interviews with Drew Barrymore. Where
you know
where
everybody knows your name?
Where would she find the time? But as the ambassador of the Venn diagrams, it would be nice if she could make a Venn diagram of the pro-Israel protesters, the anti-Israel protesters, and what's in the middle. What can they all agree on? And that is bleep Joe Biden. I think it'd be, I actually made a Venn diagram today on my computer. It took me all of like 5 minutes, not even 2 seconds. So I think it'd be cool though. My Venn diagrams are not nearly as complex as I'm sure VP Kamala Harris's would be.
Dude gotta go.
I also wanted to mention that Fox just had footage of Portland State, Portland, Oregon. What's going on there? It doesn't look good for the zip tie, lotion, no sunscreen, no coffee, sleeping bag crew. They are...
I mean, that's just Portland. We don't even know if it has anything to do with any of this.
They're running from the cops. One of the cops just like stuffs this protester. They just keep replaying that one scene over and over.
Yeah, they have like plastic shields or something.
You know what it is? It's a trash can.
Jousting. Oh, is that what it was?
I think I was watching and it looked like they took a trash can and probably cut it into four pieces and they all are holding up different parts of the trash can. I did see the gas masks. I did see the umbrellas. The umbrellas, I'm not exactly sure what the purpose of those are. But they're holding umbrellas, some of them. They're running.
It's rainy in Portland.
But we saw here that the UCLA people want umbrellas too. Rainy in LA? I mean, is it for the rain?
Maybe a sun umbrella. Maybe that's why they don't need the sunscreen.
Yeah, like a big, like an old-timey celebrity, an old-timey Hollywood star. They need an umbrella. But yeah, so they're running, and the cops just, they can handle it. The cops are doing just fine handling these protesters. But also, since we're talking about this, I did want to mention that, and you know, we'll get to Eric Adams in a second in New York. He had some great cuts, which again, not every day I'm going to say that, but if a Democrat's right, I'll play it. If I have good sound of a Democrat, I will not withhold it from all of you. But let's go to the callers here. Ron, you're next up on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Ron.
Grace, how are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
So, this is a perfect example for the necessity of Venn diagrams. I like it when Joe Biden brings people together against him and his administration. I don't necessarily like what's going on at all about the college protests, but it took him a while to get to the word anti-Semitism. He did say a few things that we could agree with. It took him a while to get to anti-Semitism. He addressed bigotry, which is good. But to anybody that's been awake for the last 10 years, it's ironic that he would use the words free thinking, free speech, and the likes. And that's what I had to say about his address to the nation.
I haven't seen the address yet because it was happening while I was basically about to come on the air. But was he saying free thinking and free speech in defense of the protesters or... Jared, you can answer
this. Yes and no. He did say that free thought, free speech, dissent is essential to democracy, but he also did decry violence, vandalism, intimidation of others.
Well, Ron said, you know, it took him a long time to get to anti-Semitism. It took him a long time to get to the podium, period. Took him 9 days to get there. Adam, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show. What's going on, Adam?
Hey, Grace. Good afternoon. Yeah, I spoke to you yesterday, but we didn't get to finish our conversation. I still contend that Trump was only kept in check in his first term because he actually had adults in his administration. Next time around, he'll only have true sycophants in his administration like Flynn or Kash Patel and other lunatics. He'll just have yes men all around.
Why do you
him.
Think they're lunatics? So why is Flynn and Kash Patel, why are they lunatics?
Oh, Flynn running around with all the QAnon stuff? Oh, he makes perfect sense, absolutely.
Well, what QAnon stuff?
Because QAnon's real, right?
I don't think QAnon's real. Do you?
No, of course, it's nonsense. But Flynn's running around with a huge grift running, these seminars and meetings and stuff, the Save America or whatever, where they
What does Save America have to do with QAnon?
I don't know. Ask General Flynn. Maybe you should follow what these nuts are
I'm asking. I'm asking you, and you're just saying he's running around with this QAnon stuff. It's not very specific.
And by the way,
you don't know where to begin. Well, that's going to be a problem because you need to begin somewhere if you're going to tell me how these guys are all nuts. Can't just throw it out there. By the way, Adam, we did talk yesterday, but I believe you were going by the name Michael yesterday, which is also weird to me why we're using pseudonyms when we're calling into the show. I'm sorry that you feel that if Trump gets in again, that there's going to be some sort of dictatorship. I guess we'll just have to wait and see. Fingers crossed we get the chance to see. I think it's going to be okay. Adam was Michael from yesterday. Adam called in yesterday as Michael. And he said that because I had mentioned that I thought Democrats were ruining the country and doing it on purpose, that was irresponsible. That was dangerous. I don't think he's as concerned about the dangerous factor that Joe Biden has an open border and that now he's going to welcome in a bunch of Palestinian refugees. 3/4 of Palestinians, by the way, agree with October 7th. I don't know if that's considered dangerous. It's only dangerous if I say it on a radio show. If the president does dangerous things, that's okay. As long as he's not Trump, that's the get out of jail free card. As long as you're not Donald Trump, because Donald Trump is a dictator. By the way, Joe Scarborough was saying the same thing today. He's going to do this. He's going to do that. He didn't do it the first time around, but he's going to do it this time around. You know, I will say, one, let's wait and see. And two, all of your predictions, and I don't mean you, Adam/Michael, I just mean the left in general, the never Trumpers in general, all of your predictions have been dead bleeping wrong thus far. You're going 100 out of 100 bad predictions. So forgive me if I can't just take your word for it. Just like I can't take your word that Kash Patel is a QAnon guy, I can't just take your word for it. You need to offer me something. You can't just say he's running around. He's running around and doing it. What does that mean? If you're going to malign someone's character, by the way, he maligned my audience yesterday, called them morons and idiots. And a lot of people were texting me, Jared, saying, proud moron, proud idiot. We love you. All the morons and idiots, we genuinely love you guys so much. Keep listening. But if you're going to malign people's character, which is always a sign to me that you have no intellectual argument, you go right to just trying to disparage people with no evidence, at least bring something to me, and then I'll decide.
And we should actually play the Scarborough and the Donny Deutsch, which I know we are kind of somewhat loath to do. But I mean, you want to talk about spewing conspiracy nonsense.
They're going to put women on a registry?
Yes.
I didn't even know what that meant.
An abortion registry in red states. Scarborough, he brings up that Trump is going to use SEAL Team 6
and like
to execute generals and his enemies.
I hate to break it. Well, you know, if he has a cabinet full of sycophants, according to Adam, that's inevitable. But I hate to tell people this, Donny Deutsch and a lot of these people who hate Trump, the reason they hate him, it's not because they think he's going to execute people. They'll tell an audience, they'll tell an Adam or a Michael that that's what they think he's going to do, because it kind of like throws red meat, which I always get accused of doing. It throws red meat to these people who like to have this dangling doomsday of what's going to happen if Trump comes into office, works for that, gets people, you know, foaming at the mouth, which is great. But if you really drill down on what Donny Deutsch and Joe Scarborough are mad about, they're narcissists and they're mad that Donald Trump became president. Donny Deutsch thinks that he and Donald Trump are like cut from the same cloth. We're tough New Yorkers. You know, I knew Donald Trump back in the day. Well, you're on MSNBC sometimes with Morning Joe, and Donald Trump's a former president. So I understand a little bit of the envy, but it doesn't make me all of a sudden believe that all of these bad things are going to happen if Trump becomes president. I would suggest a little bit of light reading. Go back And check out the cover of the Boston Globe before Donald Trump was elected in 2016. Check out all of the things that the Boston Globe told us were going to happen. They printed a fake cover, not the fake cover they printed when they thought the Patriots were going to lose the Super Bowl, but an actual, they did this one on purpose. They printed a fake cover of all of the terrible things that were going to happen if Trump came into office. And again, I'm just here to tell you, none of it happened. Actually, you could say the opposite of what they printed happened. There was a lot more peace and prosperity when Trump was president, despite all of these clairvoyants who assured me there would be nothing of the sort.
We should say something about the supposed adults in the room that kept Trump in check, like General Milley calling his Chinese counterpart to let him know that he would give a warning if we were doing anything militarily to China. See, one man's adult is another man's traitor. So I'm not sure it's going to be any better if those people are around.
Yeah, I don't know who he's even talking about there. Like maybe Cassidy Hutchinson. She was one of the people who kept him in check, the one who lied about the ketchup and the
anonymous teller, the coffee boy or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, wait till you find out who Anonymous is. It's someone really close. Maybe it's the suckers and the losers sources that we never found out about. I don't know who these people are. The Never Trumpers. I'm sure they all have wonderful book deals now, but thank God they were there. Otherwise, we'd still have Donald Trump as the autocrat leader of the United States of America. Imagine, and then we wouldn't have this high inflation to look at every day. Eggs would be a reasonable price. I shudder to think the horror. I want to read one thing here. This is a great, great excerpt in the Wall Street Journal, and it's from Notre Dame, 1969, president of the university. Father Ted Hesburgh, he wrote this February 1969. There were obviously a lot of protests that were getting out of hand across the country. There's been some conversation about whether they were really that wild at Notre Dame and if he was just kind of flexing his muscle. But you could say maybe there weren't crazier protests because he put this out, this 15-minute rule where he basically said to people, play stupid games, win stupid prizes. We're not going to be dealing with this. This is not going to be tolerated here. This is a little bit of a different strategy than the don't of Joe Biden. This is the president of Notre Dame, 1969. Anyone or any group that substitutes force for rational persuasion, be it violent or nonviolent, will be given 15 minutes of meditation to cease and desist. If they do not, within that time period, cease and desist, they will be asked for their identity cards. Those who produce these will be suspended from this community as not understanding what this community is. Those who do not have or will not produce identity cards will be assumed not to be members of the community and will be charged with trespassing and disturbing the peace on private property and treated accordingly by the law. After notification of suspension or trespass in the case of non-community members, if there is not within 5 minutes a movement to cease and desist, students will be notified of expulsion from this community, and the law will deal with them as non-students. There seems to be a current myth that university members are not responsible to the law, and that somehow the law is the enemy, particularly those whom society has constituted to uphold and enforce the law. I would like to insist here that all of us are responsible to the duly constituted laws of this university community and to all the laws of the land. There is no guarantee of civilization versus the jungle or mob rule here or elsewhere. And I think this touches on a couple of things, but one thing that I've been noticing is that they kind of do think they're like a separate jurisdiction. Like if you're on this college campus, then the NYPD or the LA, like the LAPD.
Yeah, like it's sovereign country.
Yeah, you can't touch us. Bring us our zip ties and our trash cans. It's like, no, you're still in the United States of America. Hey, by the way, though, play your cards right. You could be in Tehran very soon. You could be in Fars on a free tuition, according to the head of an Iranian college. They are welcoming these Mensa members with open arms. We'll talk about that when we come back. 844-500-4242. Listen up. You've waited through the cold temps in February and the rainy weather in March. You made it to the other side. Jared, every day it's getting more and more beautiful out, and that's wonderful. Obviously, pollen can be a problem. Not with the thunderstorm. Eliminates pollen, eliminates any allergens in the air, which is great for you. You can use it in your car. This is also great for kitchens for cooking. If you're cooking up something this spring, maybe you're making something delicious for your family, and then that odor is kind of lingering in the air, you turn on the thunderstorm and it works right away. Plus, what I love about this, Jared, and you know from having a baby, you don't want stuff that's going to take up more space. The Eden Pure is sleek, it's small, it doesn't take up a lot of space, but it really works.
Yeah, it's small, but it's powerful, because what it does is it actually purifies the air. That's why it's called the air purifier. It ionizes the air. It creates a super oxygen that eliminates any odors and allergens and pollutants in the air. And speaking of baby, it also eliminates diaper odors, so it's great for that.
The three-pack special is such a great deal. I want my listeners to get their hands on it before it ends. So here's what you need to do. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use code GRACE3. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code GRACE and the number 3. Don't forget the code GRACE3. I love, you know what I just want to mention here? I love how he called himself Adam, thinking that if he said he was Michael, we wouldn't put him on. We knew that you were Adam/Michael. We put you on anyway. So you don't have to call. You don't have to hide your name.
Yeah, just on. We accept differing viewpoints. Honesty is the way to go.
Yeah, just so be honest. Don't have to try to sneak through. Okay? Don't try to sneak through. We'll let you on the air. So I really love this line, though, from the president of Notre Dame. There seems to be a current myth that university members are not responsible to the law. You're definitely seeing that right now. They have some sort of immunity clause, like, oh, no sunscreen and no law can touch us. 844-500-4242. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. This is The Grace Curley Show.
Finally, some good news. Iranian college offers free tuition to U.S. students who are expelled for participating in anti-Israel protests. Haven't seen that many people expelled yet, but still, I like where this is headed. This is good news for the activists.
It's win-win.
The head of an Iranian college, it's called Shiraz University, is offering free tuition to U.S. students who got expelled for their activism, their demonstrations, their bravery. I'm in support of this because it just, to me, this is something that makes perfect sense. Rather than get an American taxpayer-funded $300,000 degree in hating America / colonialism / the Western world, you can get a free degree in hating America in the southern region of Fars. Like, why get a degree in hating us when you're here? Do you see what I'm saying? Right there, it's inherently contradictory. It's like, if you want to hate us and you really want to do it with passion, you got to go to Iran. You got to go to the place that, trust me, they are. You think the college professors here are well-versed in indoctrinating people into hating the Western world? You ain't seen nothing yet.
I understand they have a great dining hall and a Starbucks there.
No, what were the requirements? No bananas, no nuts.
Yeah, no packaged foods.
I would say, like, bring your own EpiPens, bring your own inhalers. I wouldn't count on Shiraz University supplying those.
There, so asthma shouldn't be as big a deal. So that's a plus.
Yeah, that is. There's too many pluses to name in this situation. A professor at the University of Tehran said Iran was thrilled to see such uprisings because pro-terror students would likely support Iran if it went to war. These American students are our people. Do you hear that? Grab your zip ties, grab your trash cans and your umbrellas. You can get free tuition in Iran. Perfect. What's not to love? We'll be right back.